I am God's ambassador, representing him to the world. He promised his glory shall be seen upon me. 14 kingdom resources plus more have been made available to me. All things that pertain unto life and godliness waiting to be exploited. These purposes, the purpose for these resources is to enable me to successfully execute kingdom business as a representative of the kingdom of God. God is more eager to give them to me than I am to receive them. God is disappointed when I don't place the highest demands on him for these resources to bring him glory. The kingdom of God is real. It's powerful, and God wants to show that to the world through me. He wants me to have life more abundantly. My life is to be on display for his glory. I am the light of the world. God said, don't hide it. The purpose of light is so everybody can see it and benefit. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, from this moment forward, I ask for and gratefully expect to receive and make use of every kingdom resource God has made available for the assignment he has given me to execute business on his behalf. I think like, talk like, and act like I can have and do what God says I can do through Christ. I have 7 core kingdom resources. 1, the Word of God. God's personal letter to me. With this, I know what God's will is and what he promises me personally, so long as I meet his conditions. His word is truth, which lights up the path I should take when making decisions. This light and truth, it makes me free. His words are life-giving seeds designed to produce fruits, visible results in my life. 2nd is faith. I have been given the measure of faith, the very substance of things that I hope for, the evidence of things that exist but aren't yet visible. God watches over his word and it won't return to him without accomplishing its objective. I believe what he says, and this compels me to take corresponding action to God's commands, and his promises are being fulfilled in my life. 3, prayer. This is where I claim God promised resources to bless others and bring him glory, his will on earth as it is in heaven. I ask according to his will. I believe that he hears me because he told me he would. And therefore, I thank him in advance because I know I have what I asked for. I act like I have already got it because the gift is in the promise, and I move forward knowing he supplies the need when I need it most. 4, the authority of Jesus' name. This is the key to enforce demands on the kingdom of darkness in order for my Father's business to be executed. Jesus' name is above all other names, and everything, every knee must bow to him. Jesus promised, whatever I ask, the Father, in his name, he will do it. And when I do something in his name, it's as though Christ was physically on earth doing it himself. He does it. It is his power, and he receives the glory. 5, the Holy Spirit. I have direct access to God through the Holy Spirit. I have open communication, a connection with heaven 24/7. The Holy Spirit also comforts me. He convicts me of right and wrong. He lives in me. He guides me into all truth. He takes God's knowledge and shows it to me. The literal life-giving power of God that created this world lives inside me and is transforming me back into the image and likeness of God. 6, the fruit of the Spirit. This is Christ's character reproduced in me, the goal of my life. I have the love of Christ even towards my enemies. I pity them and bless them. I am full of God's joy As I spend time in his presence, I'm never anxious about anything. I enjoy his peace that surpasses understanding no matter what. I have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I'm patient, even in the most trying situations. I love doing kind things for others. I love doing good. I despise evil. I'm faithful to God no matter what the cost is to myself. I don't like to boast. I have a meek and quiet spirit. I give all glory to God for anything great that He's accomplished through me. Through God's Spirit, I exercise control of myself at all times and never let situations or temptations get the better of me. I triumph over them in Christ. The good work that God has started in me will be perfected, fully spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I have a new heart with God's laws written in my mind. Seventh, spiritual gifts of the Spirit. I have supernatural endowments for God's glory. I use the gifts that God has given me to do my part in contributing to my family, the body of Christ, as we advance His kingdom together. I also have seven kingdom mission resources. Number one, wisdom and guidance. There is no challenge that comes my way which cannot be solved, because in God are hid all treasures of wisdom, which He gives me generously when I ask. He instructs me, He teaches me His way, where I should go, what to do and say when I get there, and I profit. And He also tells me where I shouldn't go and what I shouldn't say to avoid trouble. Second, I have the favor of God. No thing, no enemy can triumph over me or prevent me from achieving what God wants, because He has opened the door and no man can shut it. His favor surrounds me like a shield. I'm under His almighty hand, and He will exalt me in due time. All things work together for good. Third, the blessing of Abraham. Because I am Christ's, I am Abraham's seed and am blessed with Him. And everything I do succeeds in the end, so long as I do as Abraham did, keeping God's commandments, statutes, and laws. Fourth, I have financial and material resources. God supplies all my needs according to His riches. And that means I have unlimited resources to complete anything He directs me to do. As I honor His covenant, the laws of wealth are in my favor. God makes all grace abound towards me, and I have always all sufficiency in all things, and I have an abundance for every good work. And as I seek God's kingdom first, all things are added to me. God pours out blessings I don't have room enough to receive. And as I observe to do what He says, His blessing is upon everything I do. My bank accounts are blessed. All my assets blessed. I am above. I am the head. I am the lender. Fifth, health and healing. God wishes above all things that I prosper and be in health. I honor His laws of health, and He honors that. I have energy and I have strength to do anything God wants me to do, and He will allow none of the diseases which are on the disobedient to come on me. He is the God that heals me, and the prayer of faith heals the sick. He sends His word and it heals. Sixth, victory. You see, success for me is inevitable no matter what or who gets in my way. You see, with God, all things are possible. All things are possible if you believe. Jesus said, only believe. God is for me. Therefore, who can be against me? No man can stand before me all the days of my life. God holds my right hand and He helps me, making a way out of no way. God lives in me. I am strong in Him and the power of His might. I am bold and very courageous. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And with Him, there can be no such thing as failure, loss, impossibility, or defeat. Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus has given me authority over all the ability of the enemy. He always causes me to triumph in every place. And seventh, I have protection. God protects me from harm. When I pass through the waters, God is with me. When I go through the rivers, they shall not overflow me. When I walk through fire, I shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon me. God is a sun and a shield. The evil one cannot touch me. I have angels encamped around me, protecting me. Jesus has given me power. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I condemn it. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Thank you, Father, for all these resources. I will make the most of them to bring you glory, advancing your kingdom and blessing mankind. In Jesus' name, take all the glory. Amen.